Okay, I'm going to talk today about Kohanim going to medical school. May Kohanim go to medical school? Someone told me that they were in, it was in Torah Shraga, and Rosh Hechter was doing a question and answer session, and one of the boys asked him about going to medical school, about what a Kohen needs to know before he goes to medical school. And I think Rosh Hechter said something like, he needs to know that he can't go to medical school, and the kid was like devastated. So let's discuss the halachos, what the pertinent issues are, what the heterim are. We all probably know from Kohanim who are doctors, so what the heterim are and the validity of those heterim. So the background to the halacha is that it is asur for a kohen to become tamei to a meis, that we are aware of. It is paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shinai in Aleph and Yerodea Sif Aleph. Asur l'kohen likanes tachas ohel shameis tachtav. It is asur for a kohen to go into even the same ohel that a meis is inside of. A kohen is not allowed to become tamei to a meis. What about meisei akum? What about non-Jewish dead bodies? Is a kohen allowed to become tamei to a non-Jewish dead body? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, and Yerodea writes, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, the Kvarim, the graves of non-Jews, Nacholi Zayar HaKohen Milele Chaleyem. A Kohen should be careful not to go on the graves of non-Jews. And the Rama writes, V'nachol Mahachmir. It's correct to be Machmir for that day. So basically, if you look in the Beis Yosef over there, you'll find it is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Ovdei Kochavim are Metameh, and whether a Kohen has to be careful about Tuma of Mesei Akum. It sounds that a significant number of Rishonim hold that the Kohen is mutter to be metameh to Mesei Akum, that it's not a problem for Kohen to be metameh to Mesei Akum, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Nachon li Zahir, and the Ramah writes, Nachon lahachmir, that a Kohen should be machmir, not to be metameh to Mesei Akum. So, having said that, now we need to discuss what in the world are the heterim for Kohanim to go to medical school. What's the problem with going to medical school? So in medical school you need to take a class called anatomy. In anatomy you have a group of students that work on a cadaver. They work on a dead body to learn about the anatomy of the human body. People who have died and donated their bodies to science. So that's what happens to those bodies. So the assumption of those bodies, and Ramosha writes this way as well, the assumption is that those bodies are mesei akum. Unless you know otherwise, you can assume it's a significant majority that outside of Eretz Yisrael, at least. You go to medical school in Israel, it's probably different, but in Chutz La'aretz, significant majority of those bodies are Mesei Akum or not Mesei Yisrael. So can a Kohen take anatomy class? So it seems, just based on these two halachos we read in Shulchan Aruch, absolutely not. And if you don't take anatomy, you're not going to pass medical school. So forgetting about going to hospitals frequently and all of that, and is it a good idea to set himself up for a profession in life where he's always going to be running in and out of hospitals, and there are often mason in hospitals, and you know, all of those issues, at least then he's a doctor already, and as a doctor he's got pikuach nefesh issues, and he's got all sorts of possible other heterim, depending on whether there's a morgue in that building of the hospital that he's in, or all these other heterim, but just going to take the anatomy class is the primary issue when it comes to going to medical school. So there are four, I guess we'll call heterim that I'm aware of. Some of them are weaker than others. So let's go through each one. First, we'll get the weakest one out of the way. Rav Moshe in Yerodea Chelek Gimel Siman Kufnun Hei says that someone told him that a Talmud Chacham held that it's an issue of pikuach nefesh. That since it's pikuach nefesh, that we need to have doctors, so therefore a kohen could go and go to medical school and be a doctor in order to learn chachmas harefuah, so that to save an issue of pikuach nefesh. Rav Moshe writes. That to say something like that is the most, I mean, I've never seen, I'm trying to find the language because I've never seen Rav Moshe use such strong language like this, but he writes that is the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard, to say that it's pikuach nefesh. To go, he says, even if there weren't any doctors in the world, it wouldn't be pikuach nefesh to learn medicine. It's if you know medicine and someone is dying, then it's pikuach nefesh, you have to go and save that life. But to go and learn medicine because you hold that you're going to be the best doctor in the world and you're going to be able to save lives, well, other people will become doctors and they'll save lives. And even if other people, he says, He said, here it is. Aval mati mitzarachar de bikoach nefesh v'zeu shtus v'hevel shalonitam l'bardas lomar klal. That is a shtus and a hevel that anyone with a brain in their head could never say. There was a great rabbi that said that, that Rav Moshe is referring to, but whatever, we'll leave out names. Sha'af im lo ha'yashum rofe ba'olam lekachiv mitzad pikuach nefashos lilmon chachmas refuah. Even if there was no doctor in the world, it still wouldn't be called pikuach nefesh to learn medicine. Da'chiv de pikuach nefesh ika lekol adam she'yatzil chaveru b'ma she'yachol. Chiv of pikuach nefesh is, you have to save somebody with whatever ability you have to save. If you lack the ability to save, then it's not called, then you don't have any chiv. You have the chiv to if you have the ability. She'imu rofe mechuyiv la'atzil chal mechalyo. Avaleka chiv she'yilvon chachmas arufo k'dei la'atzil chal mechalyo. And he says it's just like tzedakah. He says, let's say it should be usher for a person to ever retire. According to that logic, it should be usher for a person to ever retire. Why? I have enough money for myself, but you know how much more tzedakah I could give if I continue to make money, I continue to earn money? And a chiv of tzedakah should demand that I make as much money as I can in my life so that I can give more tzedakah. Moshe says, that's ridiculous. You're allowed to retire and sit and learn if you want and, you know, close up shop as soon as you have enough money for yourself. You don't have to make as much money as you can so that you can go and give tzedakah. That's not the chiv of tzedakah. Elamai, if you have money, then you have a chiv of tzedakah. So that heter, we'll get that one out of the way really quick. Second heter that we'll also reject fairly quickly is the heter of Svek Sveika. And that is based on the Ravid. There is a Ravid in Hilchus Nazirus, Perikei Halachat Hasvav, where the Ravid talks about the following situation. What if a person is already Tamei L'meis? Can he become Tamei L'meis again? So the Rambam says that if you're actually touching one dead body, then you're allowed to touch another one at the same time, because you're not being Mosif any Tuma al Tumasa. You're not adding any Tuma to the Tuma you already have. But if you touched a dead body before, you're not allowed to now touch another dead body, because that is being Mosif Tuma al Tumasa. However, the Ravid holds, what do you mean? Once you already touched a dead body, you're Tamei Meis. How is that adding more Tuma when you go touch another dead body, even if you've let go of the first one and you're no longer touching the first one? The Ravid writes, over there, Kivan the Kaimel and Rabbi of Yosef Ilkhs Karavi holds to Machlokas Amarayim. He says, Hakwan Bismanazat Time Mesein, the Kwan Bismanazar Tame Mesim, Vodin Alain Chiyuv Tuma, Vamachayev Samalav Lahavi Raya. So there's no Chiyuv for them to be Tame. There's no Chiyuv on them if they become Tame. And anyone who says that they are Chayuv for becoming Tame has to bring a Raya, because Pashup Shat is that there shouldn't be a Chiyuv. So some wanted to say that maybe you have a Svek Sveik over here, that when a Kohen touches dead bodies in medical school, so first of all, Safek whether may say Akum or Matame at all. That's a legitimate Machlokas Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nachon Lahachmir. But yeah, that's only if that's the only issue. But you also have the Ravid to be Mitzarev, which even if you hold that may say Akum in general are a problem, that's only for somebody who's not already Tamei Meis. But nowadays, we're all Tamei Meisim already. So if we're all Tamei Meisim already, maybe we have the Shitas Arayvah to rely on, that someone who's already Tamei Meis is allowed to touch a dead body. And therefore, it's Svek Sveikel, Lekula, you can be Meikel. So that suggestion was made by the Nod B'Yehuda in the Daglam Ravava. It's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva Simen Shinayin Beis, Sifkat and Tes. And the Nod B'Yehuda himself rejects it. And the reason he rejects it is he says he discovered that the Ravid never really says that someone who's Tamei Meis is allowed to touch a dead body. The Ravid says you're not chayiv on it, but it's still usher. And therefore you can't even use the Ravid for a Svek Sveika. So the Svek Sveika heter out the window as well. Third possible heter was the heter that Rav Goren came up with. It was an ingenious idea. Question is whether it's correct. Rav Goren came up with the following idea. There is a concept called cheref harayu kechalu, which means a metal implement that touches a dead body has the same status of tumah as the body itself. It becomes an avi avos atumah. Normally, something touches a dead body, the body is an avi avos, that which touches it is an avatumah. Cheref harayu kechalu, a metal utensil that touches a dead body becomes like the dead body itself, it's an avi avos atumah. So says Rav Goren, even the Rambam holds that while you're touching one dead body, you're allowed to touch another one because you're not being mosif any tumah. Right? That's clear. When you're touching, while you're still holding one dead body, you're allowed to touch another one. So Rav Goren came up with the following chap. A Kohen is allowed to touch a metal utensil that touched a dead body. He's just not allowed to touch a dead body. So says Rav Goren, take a metal ring, let's say, that touched a dead body, have the Kohen wear that ring, so now he's touching a dead body in a mutter kind of way, and then any further dead body that he touches while he's wearing that ring is not going to be an issur of being Mosif Tumah, because he's already tummy to a mace by wearing that ring. That was his ingenious suggestion. It was rejected by pretty much, by the large majority of poskim. Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Big Fat Son that we've discussed in the past, where he explains why he doesn't think that that's correct, based on Rav Chaim Moser and Rav Elchanan, that the Isra of a Kohen to be metamin the mace is not an Isra of Tumah, it's an Isra of his scarvus le mace, and therefore, if what he's touching is only Cherev HaRei Kechalol, he still has an Isra of touching a dead body. But that is the first kula that at least was accepted by somebody. That's the kula that Rav Goren accepted. Now, a lot of people say that they've... that if you go to Rav Tendler gives heterim for kohanim to go to medical school. So I was very intrigued by that, and I wanted to know what his heter was. So I asked a few kohanim who I know who went to medical school based on Rav Tendler's advice, and they said, one guy said he called up Rabbi Tendler and he was definitely going to go to medical school, and he called up Rabbi Tendler and he said, "Hi, Rabbi Tendler, my name is whatever. I'm a kohen and I'm going to medical school." So Rabbi Tendler said, "Okay," and he hung up the phone. That wasn't a shaila. You want to ask me a shaila? Ask me a shaila. So it turns out Rabbi Tamla doesn't really give a head to her. Rabbi Tamla says as follows. What he says is that you're allowed to go to medical school as long as you never touch a dead body. Meaning, Rabbi Tendler holds that when the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to become tamei to meisei akum, nachon lahachmir, you're not to become tamei to meisei akum, that means, what's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? To be holich al kivrei akum, to walk over meisei akum. But to be in the same room as Meisei Akum is maybe not as serious, and there are marmakomos that suggest this, that to be in the same room as Meisei Akum maybe is not aser, and maybe that's takamutter. So to touch a dead body, he would say, even if it's Meisei Akum, absolutely aser. You can't go to medical school if you have to touch a dead body. To be in the same room as a dead body, if it's Meisei Akum, would be okay. So what he told these guys is, if you could figure out a way to take anatomy without ever touching a dead body, by being the point man on the in your group and using laser pointers to tell your lab partners, okay, take that part, and never ever actually touch the dead body, then gesundheit, you can go to medical school. And two guys I know who are doctors actually did this. They went to medical school, they took anatomy, and they never ever touched a dead body while they took anatomy. Very hard trick to pull off. But that assumes this heter, that being in the same room as Meisei Akum is mutter. I asked Rav Shechter about this. He thought that that's not true at all. He thought that we are machmir, like Shulchan Aruch lechachila, even to be in the same room as the dead body. Comes up a lot if a kohen has to go to a wake of like a coworker or something. He's afraid of Chil Hashem, he's not going to go. So Rav Shechter says, explain to them, you just can't go. I spoke to Rav David Cohen about this once. He said he tells kohanim that they can go in that situation. He also, like Rabbi Tendler, on this level, that being in the same room as Meisei Akum is not a problem. It's not enough for me to go into museums where there are mummies and things like that. You know, Rabbi Tendler holds that it's not an issur, that there's no issur in being in the same room as Meisei, the body exhibit, I guess, things of that nature. Whereas Rav Shechter thinks that it's problem, but Rav Shechter thought just more fundamentally, based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in that same tshuva I quoted before, that he thinks it's fundamentally chilul Hashem for a kohen to be in medical school. That he thinks even if you can get around all of the yisurim, Rav Moshe says, it's something that's an issur mefursim that everyone knows is a problem, and therefore for a kohen to be in medical school is a fundamental problem. That's Rav Shechter's position. That was Rav Moshe's position, it seems. Yeah.